The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County is putting the public health spotlight on children this week. WUWF's Sandra Averhart reports Every Kid Healthy Week is part of their overall effort to fight childhood obesity and promote healthy behaviors for youth.
Launched in 2013, Every Kid Healthy Week is an annual observance held in the last week of April to spotlight the efforts of schools to improve the health and wellness of their students. Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County and a pediatrician. He says public health officials locally are showcasing the wellness activities and achievements at Molino Park Elementary School, including their featuring of a different color fruit or vegetable each day in the school cafeteria.
We're working with the children to look at nutrition, exercise, and learning about those things that are important to know, such as sun safety, mosquito bite prevention issues, as well as the 5210 program that we've had going in Escambia County for the last 2.5 to 3 years.
5210 basically promotes 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day, less than 2 hours per day of screen time, including TV and video games, at least 1 hour of physical activity per day, and 0 sugary drinks.
And I wish I could remember the song that if you ask any 6- or 7-year-old, 8-year-old, they can sing the 5210 song. And I've had that happen in my clinic before when I ask them about 5210 and they start belting out this song.
5210, 5210, 5 fruits and veggies every day. 2 hours of screen time is okay. 1 hour of activity.
Throwing, kicking, swimming,
dancing,
skipping, skating, tumbling, jumping, diving,
growing.
This version, found on YouTube, was produced to support the 5210 Let's Go Northwest Florida campaign. Dr. Lanza says their effort to promote healthy eating and lifestyles is extremely important, given the prevalence of childhood obesity.
Our overweight and obesity rate in the state of Florida and nationally is about 66-67%. And that is true in Escambia County, Florida, and Santa Rosa also. Our rates for obese children in Escambia County is somewhere between 15-18% for obese and overweight children is around 35-36%, something like that, too high. And I was just watching a report which talked about 4.25 million obese children and young adults in the United States. And that's something that we don't want to have continue because frequently that will lead to adult obesity, and then that leads to all the diseases secondary to that, such as cardiovascular diseases, heart diseases, high blood pressure, strokes, cancer. And one of those things that people don't necessarily think about, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which I've seen friends and employees with type 2 diabetes, and yes, it can be controlled, but it's a lifelong issue, and that's something definitely, it's generally preventable, and if we can control the obesity epidemic that we have, we can help that issue too.
And these were all things that were pointed out in the recent county health rankings.
Right. And as we said in the press release back a month or so ago, we've improved, in our rankings in 50% or more of the various measures that are used. And with 5210 and some of the other programs that the health department, as well as our partners, school district, the hospitals, county government, are helping to improve that. And just last week, we gave 2 years in a row to the city of Pensacola the Healthy Community Award. They have 94 parks in the city of Pensacola. I mean, that's unbelievable when you consider we're a relatively small community, small city, and there are places in the United States where they have 10 times as many people as we have here in Escambia County that have lesser number of parks than we have. So it's truly amazing and something to praise for our city and our county also.
As noted, with Every Kid Healthy Week, Lanza says the schools are doing their part too, and they should.
The first thing is that if you're a healthy child will do better in school. I mean, Malcolm Thomas, our school superintendent, he knows that. And he wants the children in Escambia County and every school superintendent wants our children to be healthy, and he's all behind 5210 and all what we've been doing here the past several years. He's one of our greatest supporters, as is Mayor Hayward. We need these community leaders to be there to help us.
And when it comes to efforts to educate children about healthy living, Dr. Lanza believes there could never be too much reinforcement.
Maintaining healthy nutrition, activities, knowing about not smoking, about staying out of the sun, about protecting yourself from mosquito bites, which can have long-term effects sometimes, is that learning component that we hope we're helping our children understand and learn in schools, but also these kind of events here. I'm on the radio or TV or print or whatever. We can help the adults in addition to our children.
For more information, go online to escambia.floridahealth.gov. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.